And welcome to Children Rooted in Christ, a podcast for mothers dedicated to teaching our children more about their Savior. By listening to interviews with inspiring women, we will learn how to nurture a deep and rooted love of Christ in not only our hearts, but also the hearts of our children. I'm Alexis Twitchell, and thank you for joining me on this journey toward Christ. The following episode is an audio recording of my presentation given at the 2021 Salt Gathering Retreat. I hope that as you listen, you will discover the truth about where and how we can find the clearest of perspectives in our parenting endeavors. I'm Alexis Twitchell, and I am a wife and a mother to two little boys. My oldest is Easton, he's 4, and Dax is 1. We live in Logan, Utah, but I'm originally from the Boise, Idaho area. Among many of my roles, I am also a family life educator and coach who is passionate about creating strong families through intuitive parenting and empathy-based interactions with our children. I also have a podcast where I interview parents and discuss how we can be more intentional about teaching our children about Christ. I have come to learn through my experiences in life that we all obtain portions of truth from and through those experiences. In my life, Heavenly Father has personally tutored me on what I like to call eternal parenting truths and what He expects of me as a parent to ultimately His children. Each and every one of us resembles our Heavenly Father and our Heavenly Mother in some way or another. And as we interact and learn from each other, we not only strengthen our relationships with others, but we also come to learn about the nature of our eternal parents. I want you to get some paper out and listen and write down a list of character traits that I'm going to talk about that resonate with you. In no particular order or sense of completion, I have compiled a list of traits that characterize the nature of our heavenly parents that I have come to understand. And also, I want you to take some time to ponder and add any additional traits that you have come to know through your life experiences about your heavenly parents. The first trait that I attribute to our heavenly parents is a sense of understanding. They are completely understanding. And when we make mistakes, they understand. They provide empathy because they know how we're feeling. Unconditional love is also something that they are. They love us unconditionally. No matter what we do, that love will never leave. They teach through natural consequences. And this to me is, for example, where they give us commandments because the natural laws of the world, there can't be anything unclean with our heavenly parents in the presence of them. So when we don't follow those commandments, or when we don't, you know, do things as we know we should, when we aren't clean, we can't have the Spirit with us. And they teach us in our life through these natural consequences. They also allow for agency, never compliance. They never demand compliance, but always allow for choice. And they are all-knowing. They know us perfectly, because we're their children, and they know every little detail about our lives and who we are, our personalities. Another attribute that I think of when I think of them is that they are attentive. They are attuned to our needs, and they want to give us and provide everything needful for our good. I was communicating with some mothers recently, and she had pointed out that Heavenly Father delegates everything. Delegates everything that he does to others, to angels, to Christ. But the one thing he does not delegate is listening to our prayers. And that is something that shows how attentive our parents are. The last thing on my list is that they always want to foster deeper connection and relationship with us as their children. They constantly desire to strengthen the relationship that we will turn to them, because connection is what unites us. I have a little story, and I wish this story was something grandiose, that really hits home, but it's not. It's just about my eyesight. I live in North Logan and I get to overlook the beautiful valley. And the Wellsville Mountains are across the way. Every single day I get to see them. And when I was working full time before I had children, I would look at a computer screen each day and it kind of made my eyesight far away have a harder time. So I used to be able to see so clearly the mountains on the Wellsvilles, the ridge line, and everything in between in the valley. But recently, because of my job and looking at computer screens every day, I have been getting to the point where I have to squint to really see clearly that ridge line and everything in the valley in between. I went and got fitted for glasses and even ordered contacts, but I hate wearing glasses and eyeballs kind of freak me out. So I just don't wear them. I'm good with squinting. I can squint just fine and I can still read anything up close or like when I'm driving, I can see signs. But in the far off distance, it's a little blurry. And one day I made a resolution to just try and get better at wearing contacts. It has to be easy, right? So I tried and I wore them for one whole day. It took me probably about 20 minutes to get them on my eyes, but they were just painful. And so when I wore the contacts, the one thing though that I noticed was I could see clearly the mountains across the valley and I could see everything in between. And it was so clear. I realized that I had been stubborn for so long that I failed to notice how much I actually couldn't see at a far distance. I want you to keep this story in mind, this squinting and this clarity in mind as we contemplate and discuss the following questions regarding experiences in parenting. My first question for you, and you can pause to write down your thoughts and whatnot, but what is the hardest thing you are currently experiencing in your parenting? The hardest thing that I am currently experiencing with my children is fostering a kind and sharing culture between siblings in very different developmental stages. My 4-year-old has been very possessive of his things lately, as my exploring the world 1-year-old finds all sorts of new things. And they're so exciting about the world, and he's just exploring. And this has actually resulted in a lot of contention in our home and yelling. I quite frankly don't know how to handle appropriately. And as with the story of my vision, sometimes we as parents find ourselves squinting at the problems we face that our children bring every day, or the circumstances we're in every day, unsure of how to handle it, trying our best to view it in the most correct manner, but unfortunately, our view is blurred and cloudy. The next question I have for you is, what is your ultimate goal as a parent? My ultimate goal as a parent is that through my interactions with my children, they will come to understand the relationship and know who their heavenly parents are because of my relationship with them. And this ultimate goal or eternal goal as a parent are what help to bring clarity to the blurry day-to-day frustrations and hardships that come with parenting. And as I've paused and kind of allowed for introspection on my recent hardships with parenting and how I handle them in the moments of tension, I recognize that I quite easily lose my eternal perspective instead of using the adversity to help my 4-year-old know more fully who their heavenly parents are. I lose my clear perspective and miss that opportunity. In this specific circumstance, I actually ended up getting frustrated and raising my voice at my child while reprimanding him because he's always yelling at his brother. And I hope you can see the irony in that interaction. If I had been, quote unquote, wearing my contacts amidst this hardship, I might have extended more understanding and empathy. Because I know how hard it is to share things that mean a lot to me. I might have taught him about the gift of agency and shown him that he has the ability to choose how he acts and what he wants to share with others. I might have been more attentive to my 4-year-old's needs rather than just solely focused on the 1-year-old's. And ultimately, if I had been seeing clearly, I would have used this circumstance in parenting to foster a stronger relationship with my child, not harming or placing strain on the connection between us. And it is a lot easier to reflect on interactions that could have been different than actually seeing clearly in the moment. So I have another question for you to write down the answer to. That question is, how do we know when our relationship with our child needs work? An indicator of strained relationship with our children is actually defiance from the child. And on a parent side, that can look like demanding compliance or showing a lack of love in any way towards the child. So in that moment, as I'm yelling at my child, I'm noticing that there's a lack of love between us. I'm also demanding compliance for him to share with his brother. And that, to me, should be a trigger to know that our relationship needs work. Not that this sharing instance needs sorted out right now, but that our relationship is not where it needs to be. My next question for you is, how do we know when our relationship with our Heavenly Father needs work? And in my life, this looks like a lack of his presence or the presence of the Spirit in my life, a lack of communicating with him, and defiance on my part to do the things that I know I'm supposed to. Our relationships with our heavenly parents constantly need work. So why would our relationship with our children be any different? We have to choose not to be stubborn, but instead to be intentional in fostering connection and close relationships with them. Or else we run the risk of slowly over time, without even noticing, blurring our eternal perspective in parenthood. It is all too easy to lose our perspective. Sometimes everything is blurry, my head is spinning, and I can't even see clearly because this mother is in survival mode. And you know what? It happens. It's okay. The key is to be consciously aware of what is happening and realizing that you are overwhelmed and outside of yourself. And then taking a step back to really love yourself and accept that and realign yourself with Christ. One huge thing that I believe is so important in parenting is transparency with our children. When I yelled at my child, it is so important then, when I do make mistakes, it happens. It's so important to come back and be transparent with them, letting them know that you were wrong in that instance and making things right. And that helps them to know that we're all just trying our best and we're human. We fail. But it is also a wonderful opportunity and leeway into opening a discussion about why we need Christ and how we can specifically rely on him. And helping them to understand that truth about Christ and the connection we have with him is so important to root in them at such a young age. When I first became a mother, I realized the importance of staying close to Christ because I literally could not and cannot do it without him. His love and acceptance of my shortcomings, his support, but most importantly, his perfect knowledge of the needs of every single one of our children. I want to tell you a story that reaffirms this truth that a mother actually shared with me on my podcast. This mother was having a particularly hard time with her young child when she would put him to sleep. It was out of the norm for this child, and she could not figure out why he no longer wanted to sleep in his bedroom and fought going to bed every single night. She had exhausted all of her knowledge and finally decided to rely on Christ and asked to see her child through Christ's eyes. And as she prayed over her child that night, she asked for divine assistance. She felt the impression to look up in the corner of the child's bedroom. So she did, and noticed that the street lamp and trees outside were projecting moving shadows into the room that were a source of uncertainty and fear for her little boy. It is through Christ that we can gain a clearer vision of the true nature of our children, their needs, their outlook on life, and learn how to help them overcome the things that are challenging or troubling to them. Our heavenly parents and Savior, Jesus Christ, have a perfect knowledge of all things, all things. We can choose to simply ask and rely on their eternal perspective. And they are always more than willing to give that perspective to us. Great power lies in the ability to reframe our limited mortal view for that of an eternal perspective. It allows a shift from viewing hardships as something bad about a child to something to be learned about them in their current state. That is reframing. And in the example of the mother that I mentioned earlier, she could have thought, as many of us might, that my child won't go to bed. He never listens when it's bedtime, and I'm exhausted and ready for bed myself, and he's choosing to give me a hard time. But instead, she sought for a deeper understanding and saw the situation in a different light, that my child is having a hard time with bedtime. He's probably scared. How can I, as his mother, help him through this? In a parenting book that I've been reading lately, it's called The Child Whisperer, it says most of the conflict between parents and children results from a lack of understanding of who their children really are and what they really need. So most conflict between parents and children result from not seeing in the right perspective. And as we make this shift to intentionally wear our contacts, in my case, or rely on the perspective of Christ, we can view things more clearly, even things as they truly are. And this allows for a deeper and stronger connection with Christ and ourselves, but also fosters the same deep and strong relationship with our children that is so important. There's a statistic that happiness in life comes directly from the quality of relationships we have. I want to come back to this idea of each and every one of us holding truth within ourselves about the nature of our heavenly parents. As parents ourselves, but also children of God, we have access to this divine intuition. Our spirits are inherently connected to Christ, and as a result of that, we already know exactly what our children need from us. You are an intuitive parent. You can see your children for who they really are, their natural gifts and talents. I know that you can feel their personal challenges because you too have had personal challenges in life. We just have to look inward to ourselves and Christ to know how to guide them more easily through their challenges in life. The way we raise and guide our children needs to be more aligned with how our heavenly parents parent us. And I encourage you to take 6 months and learn more about how your heavenly parents parent you, and then apply those truths that you learn into your own parenting. Because the nature of such eternal parenting allows room for the parent-child relationship to flourish. And as we prioritize the relationship and relying on Christ for reframing how we view our children, we will be the parents that we are expected to be. It is my hope that children come to know the nature of their heavenly parents and Christ, because it is something familiar to them through their relationship with you.
Thank you for listening to Children Rooted in Christ. I hope that you felt uplifted and inspired by the messages shared. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love for you to share it with others. Follow us on Instagram at Children Rooted in Christ. Subscribe or leave a review. Apply and follow what you have learned this week. Write down and act on the impressions you felt while listening. You are an amazing mother, and here's till next week.